Well, it's quite complicated. There are different types of land reform. There's land restitution, in which people who formerly owned sections of land and were kicked off their land by the apartheid government after 1910 could apply to have their land restored to them, or if that wasn't possible because there'd been a major development on the land, then to get compensated. Then there's what is called land redistribution, and that is an attempt by the government to put in the hands of black owners 30% of land in the country by 2014. Under land redistribution, the government buys up private land and resettles black South Africans on the land. They become title holders, etc.
So how long has this land reform program been going on in South Africa, and have there been any problems?
Well, it's been going on since 95, I believe, 96. There have been problems. Land redistribution is woefully behind. The government does not look like it's going to be able to meet its own targets of making sure that, you know, 30% of the land is transferred to black ownership by their deadline. In land restitution, they have almost fully completed all the restitution claims that were put in. And that has taken also longer in some respects than they thought it would take. But some of the problems have been that the people who have been resettled on their original land or who have been given other land, some of them have simply not managed to farm that land, to keep it going and producing at the same levels as it did before when there were commercial farmers managing it. But in some cases, it's worked out fine and people have managed. In many cases, the problems have to do with skills, have to do with inability to access capital and things of that nature.
Delia, of course we hear so much about Zimbabwe's land reform program, how controversial it is, all the problems they're having. Can you make a comparison between Zimbabwe and South Africa?
Isn't really a comparison to be made. The South African land reform program is done in terms of the law. It is done legally and openly that everybody can see what's going on. There have been land invasions, but they have been frowned upon by the government. People who've invaded land haven't found succor with the government as land invaders in Zimbabwe did. Commercial and white-owned land in this country has not been nationalized via the back door, as has happened in Zimbabwe. So you really can't compare the two countries. It's a completely different program.